CFRC 101.9 FM.
It's Harper, host of Phase Radio, airing on CFRC 101.9 FM every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m., where we'll lean into all our different phases. Happy, sad, anxious, angsty, angry, and excited. Tune in each week as we revisit past mistakes, explore dreamy adventures, and embrace current moods with a variety of indie rock tunes.
Music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An era of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s garage punk radio. Great 60s garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
You had a group on one side that was bad, and you had a group on the other side that was also very
horrible.
I'm not finished.
Horrible.
And nobody wants to say that.
Retrospect fans, Phil Gray here with Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, and this is episode 696. Coming off the back of Psychedelic September, if you missed any of those episodes, go to your favourite podcasting platform right now. Episode 696, loads of heavy 60s proto-punk for you this week. Just started off with a band called The Brave New World. They were together 66 through to 73 out of Seattle, Washington. We had a track significantly different to the original, written in 1951 by Tiny Bradshaw, The Brave New World, with the track notably made famous by the Yardbirds, A Train Kept a Rollin'.
Liars, losers, creeps, perverts, and freaks.
Let's move on to Phil and the Frantics out of Phoenix, Arizona, formed in 1963. These guys had their own nightclub called The Cave, with this band headlining. They came to the attention of Jim Musil Jr., who's actually friends with Phil Spector. Various lineups of Phil and the Frantics over the years. For this episode, we're taking a track called Till You Get What You Want.
You know, friends of Free FM 89.0 out of Hamilton, NZ, I'm drinking beers with Phil Gray and family, and it's pretty fun. You want to talk about fun? Listen to Retrospect. Every single week, you'll get revelation, you'll get joy, you'll get glory, you'll get fun. Trust me on this one. Retrospect.
It's all right, yeah. It's all right. when people express their rebellion against the misery, hypocrisy, violence, destructiveness of the world around them. This has been part of adolescence as we've known it for a very long time. Retrospect.
It's Retro Spec 60s Garage Punk Show, set of four, starting with Phil and the Frantics. B-side from 1965, Till You Get What You Want. Then out of Parma, Ohio, formed 1965, The Alarm Clocks. Recorded two tracks for a release on a label called Awake in 1966. The first of those called Yeah! Exclamation point. Pretty well-known 60s garage track. They also recorded a live demo tape of their live set at Sound Ideas Recording Studios. I'm going to speculate that that is where the track We Had came from. A track called I'm Alright from The Alarm Clocks. That track written actually by, get this, Nanka Felge. N-A-N-K-E-R-P-H-E-L-G-E. Who were Nanka Felge? Well, it's a pseudonym used between 1963 and 1965 by none other than the Rolling Stones. The Alarm Clocks. I'm All Right. Then out of Bremerton, Washington, across the water from Seattle, band called the Raymarks, who began as the Orbits, then the Galaxies, then in 1964 became the Raymarks. A couple of 45s from this band and a bunch of unreleased material, including the track we had, Backfire. Then we came here to New Zealand for a band called The Pleasers. The Pleasers with a Z. They are actually out of Brisbane in Australia, formed as the G-Men in 1964, relocated to Sydney where they changed their name to The Pleasers. Then they were discovered and signed by Eldred Stebbing of Zodiac Records here in New Zealand, relocating them to Auckland in 1965. From there, Is It Over Baby 45, we took the B-side. Hurtin' All Over, classic slice of Kiwi 60s garage punk, from 1966.
A lot of different groups. Singapore, Japan. I have been disappointed with some others, like, you know, Venezuela, Mexico.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. The Sunday Servants were out of Los Angeles. Band members included one J.J. Cale. Here's the A-side of their 45 called I'm Putting You On.
This is Jerry Lewis. Every one of you listening to me realizes that communism is the avowed enemy of the free world. Unless it is stopped, communism will destroy our way of life. But there are many ways in which the free world can and does stop the spread of communism. And one of the most powerful ways is through the work of Radio Free Europe. Every day, Radio Free Europe is on the air, breaking through the Iron Curtain, sending accurate news and information to the 80 million captive people of Poland, Hungary, Czechoslovakia, Romania, and Bulgaria. In this way, Radio Free Europe helps stop the spread of communism in Europe. But Radio Free Europe needs help to continue its vital mission. It needs your dollars to continue its fight against communism. Send a contribution now to the Radio Free Europe Fund, Box 1963, Mount Vernon, New York. Thank you very much.
This is Catherine River Sage, and I'm delighted to be on the Retrospect Garage Punk Show with Phil Gray, where it's not just the lyrics, it's the beat.
Don't go. Turn it back, man. Don't you not know, will it ever bother know that you guys were so cool? Don't you call my name? Don't you call my name? You got my way down here, you're driving me insane to be me.
Mothers 15 and 16 years of age with illegitimate babies, and they said that rock music just stirs us and excites us and had much to do with our illegitimate babies. God help us, it's rotten music.
My dirty books. set it loose.
We've been travelling around a bit, a couple of tracks from Down Under, including one in that set, but let's go to the top. Sunday Servants, I'm Putting You On. Then the Standells. Significant 60s garage punk band. I don't play them anywhere near often enough. They came out in Los Angeles, described as the punk band of the 60s, and as being a big influence on both the Pistols and the Ramones. Big hit, of course, with Dirty Water from 1966, subsequently made famous through various sporting events. We had Medication from the Standells. Then down here to Australia for the Wild Cherries, who began in 1964 playing R&B and jazz, but evolved into what's described as the most relentlessly experimental psychedelic band of the Melbourne discotheque and dance scene. Loads of lineup changes between their formation at Melbourne University in 1964 and their eventual disbanding. The band reformed after a breakup in 1966. Few lineup changes. Signed to Festival Records, they're responsible for a classic Australasian garage punk track called Chrome Plated Yabby, which is a shellfish. But from the Wild Cherries, we had their cover of Baby Please Don't Go. And finally in the set, a group, as it turns out, are named after the Ampex Selective Synchronous Tape Drive, in short, Cell Sync, pretty obscure band. We took the track Dirty Books, which appears on The Fire Is Gone, The Icon Record Story, and also So Cold, Unearthed Mid-60s Sacramento Garage on Frantic Records. This podcast is a labor of love, and if you dig the result, you're welcome to support my work and shout me a coffee or a beer. It's simple. Visit buymeacoffee.com/Mr. Phil Gray. That's buymeacoffee.com/MrPhilGrey. Cheers. Appreciate it. Let's get back into the show. Right, a little bit of global garage now. Starting off with a band out of Prague, Czechoslovakia. Active 65 to 68. They're called the Matadors. They released just one studio album, 1968 self-titled album, but that originally formed 65 named Fontana, which was formed out of two pre-existing groups. One was Praha B, short for Praha Berlin, made up of Czech and German students. The other was a band called Cometti. Matadors performed exclusively in East Germany up until mid-1966, covering lots of tracks from The Kinks, The Small Faces and The Who. Brilliant for retrospect. Their most successful lineup split in 1968, just after releasing that self-titled LP. So from the Matadors, this is I Think It's Gonna Work Out Fine.
Gonna work out fine. I'll keep
home.
Remember, you used to call me Double D.
Don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
Retrospect.
Is there some anger? How horrible these things are.
Retrospect.
Mm.
And that's this week's Global Garage selection. We started off with the Matadors out of Czechoslovakia. I think it's going to work out fine. Then two tracks from Peru, perhaps the home of proto-punk. Starting off with Los Yorks out of Lima. Pretty short career, but hugely successful in Peru with their own radio and TV shows. Their most famous single, Abrazame. But this week from Los Yorks, I selected Meta 2. Followed that up with Los Psychos, also out of Lima, known for their screaming vocals and their aggressive proto-punk sound. Also a very popular group in Peru, kind of creating a hybrid of surf guitar and what we now know as proto-punk. Released six singles from 65 to 66 from Los Psychos, Fugito de Alcatraz.
Hi everyone, this is JJ, the co-founder of Good Pods. If you haven't heard of it yet, Good Pods is like Goodreads or Instagram, but for podcasts. It's new, it's social, it's different, and it's growing really fast. There are more than 2 million podcasts, and we know that it is impossible to figure out what to listen to. On Good Pods, you follow your friends and podcasters to see what they like. That is the number one way to discover new shows and episodes. You can find Good Pods on the web or download the app. Happy listening.
Well, I've tried to keep this episode the harder end of 60s garage or proto-punk. And one band that certainly fits the mold is this next band, American GIs. Based in Gelnhausen, West Germany, in 1964. Many of you will already know exactly the band I'm talking about. Highly experimental, heavy use of distortion, but also, oddly, banjo. They are the Monks. Great, great proto-punk band. And this is a great proto-punk track. The Monks with Complication.
Bye. you are listening to this kind of dirt, I mean, if you've got pictures of these trashy people, if you're reading these dirty magazines that promote this kind of stuff, this altar just fits your needs.
Retrospect.
Well, that's New York band The Gods with a track called White Cat Heat. They first recorded in September 1966, releasing their first album Contact High that same year, a second LP called Gods 2 in 1967. The track described as taken from their debut Contact High with The Gods, this is garage rock taken to its illogical conclusion, experimental noisemaking by a band who seem unsure as to how musical instruments might function or indeed what properties this whole music thing might have. And that's it for this episode 696 of Retrospect. Remember, loads of back episodes. Remember, those four Psychedelic September episodes are sitting there waiting for your ears. And you can drop us a rating or review on goodpods.com, on Apple Podcasts. And, of course, you can connect with me directly via Facebook and Insta. Just search for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk. Well, this episode's been focusing on proto-punk. There's a band missing. So let's wrap with them. Out of Tacoma, Washington, and perhaps the iconic 60s garage punk instrumental, because it uses distortion and tremolo. And in several radio markets, radio stations refused to play it because they thought it would incite violence. And of course, many of you have already guessed what the track is. It is, of course, Rumble, the only ever banned instrumental track, as covered here by the Sonics. What a way to go out. Thanks for being here for Retrospect episode 696. I'm Phil Gray.
Connect with Retrospect. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
The single greatest scandal in broadcast history.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a selection from Seth W.J. Hunt's new album, Almost Famous, Almost 25, a collection of songs about heartbreak, anxiety, and the search for self-worth. Written in New York City and recorded in Kingston, the album tells stories of love, loss, and trying to find where you fit in. The music is honest and melodic, blending raw emotion with classic influences from The Strokes, Ryan Adams, The Cure, Oasis, and The Beatles. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Almost Famous, Almost 25 by Seth W.J. Hunt on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it now called Lose My Head with us here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
I think I like this light. I think you like it too. Sit in the park, people watching, I'll talk shit to you. Sunsets are getting lonely, sunsets are getting dull. But you're still here beside me, so I'll cherish everyone I know. They're thinking about my drinking, say I need to cool it or you're gonna lose it. And I laugh. You and I will enjoy these times before I go and lose my head. While the songs play by the Grateful Dead. You and I see the skyline. Now we're getting at my bed. And I promise you I'll try not to lose my head. That guy is probably right. From all the times I snuck into your house late at night. Your mother says she loves me, I know she really does. Put on our favorite songs and burn down the neighborhood. You and I enjoy these times before I go and lose my head. While the songs play these times before I go and lose my head while the songs play.